China's foreign ministry is criticizing President Donald Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports that he has not already taxed. China is threatening countermeasures if Trump goes through with the plan, but what actions Beijing will take is not clear. President Trump was unfazed, saying Friday that the current situation cannot be allowed to continue.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China, because right now they have a very unfair playing field, and I'm turning it around.
China's foreign minister called the tariffs definitely not the right way to resolve the dispute. China's new UN ambassador, Zhang Jun, said Friday, if the U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight. Economists predict U.S. consumers will find themselves paying more for such items as cell phone, clothing, and toys when shopping for Christmas and other holidays. The U.S. trade deficit fell slightly in June, as did the deficit with China. We get the details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The gap between the goods and services the U.S. buys and what it sells abroad fell to $55 billion in June, a drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 2% on declines in shipments of autos, computers, crude oil, and consumer products. Imports fell just under 2%. On declines in crude oil and petroleum products. The trade deficit with China, the target of President Trump's tariffs, fell 7.5% to $30 billion. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Stock prices closed lower on Wall Street because of the ongoing U.S.-China trade war. The Dow lost 0.37%. The S&P fell by 0.73%. The Nasdaq dropped 1.33%. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump announced on Friday that he had dropped his choice for the Director of National Intelligence, U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe, after questions about the congressman's lack of experience and possible exaggerations on his resume. Trump blamed unflattering news coverage for the fellow Republican's decision to bow out of the nomination process and instead remain in Congress.
He's a fine man, and so we hadn't started the process, and I thought it's easier before we start. But I read things that were just unfair, and he's just too good. He doesn't deserve it.
Democratic lawmakers and some former senior U.S. intelligence officers have said the 53-year-old Ratcliffe lacked the expertise and experience to replace Dan Coats as Director of National Security. Some lawmakers had voiced concerns that Ratcliffe would warp U.S. intelligence to support the president's views. The United States and Russia were blaming each other Friday as both formally abandoned the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a landmark arms control treaty that former President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed 3 decades ago. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The United States and Russia have both walked away from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Washington blames Moscow, saying it's been violating the treaty for years, developing and fielding weapons that threaten the U.S. and its allies, particularly in Europe. Russia blames the Trump administration, saying it's destroying all international agreements that do not suit them. If the two sides choose not to extend or replace the larger New START treaty, when it expires in a year and a half, there will be no legally binding limits on the world's two largest nuclear arsenals for the first time in nearly half a century. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The head of New York City's largest police union says a judge's recommendation to fire Officer Daniel Pantaleo over the chokehold death of an unarmed black man is political insanity. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The police commissioner will make a final decision on whether to fire Officer Pantaleo this month. He's already been suspended. PBA President Pat Lynch says if he goes along with the recommendation, it will paralyze the NYPD for years to come.
To say a police officer effectively doing their job is reckless will freeze this police department.
Pantaleo's lawyer, Stuart London, says his client is disappointed, but they're fighting.
We are cautiously optimistic. The police commissioner does not want to lose the officers in the city, as Patty stated, and will come to Officer Pantaleo's defense.
London says he'll appeal to a court if Pantaleo is fired. Julie Walker, New York.
For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.